Every now and then, a seismic and cosmic event takes place, and another male quartet takes center stage in gospel music. The four voices of Tribute Quartet are here right now.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Tribute Quartet, you guys have come on the scene really, really strong, and I absolutely love the music you're putting out. And I want to find out the story behind the name Tribute. I think I may know, but I'm just going to let you answer this. So welcome, Gary, Anthony, Josh, and Harrison. No, Riley, right?
That's it.
Riley Harrison. I just told before we started, yes. Harrison Riley. But that sounds like a movie star name.
It does. I just wish I had that kind of money, see?
Yeah. Well, I thought you were going to say looks, but okay, money is, that's good, that's right. Gary, with the dream of Tribute Quartet, how did this start and where did the name come from?
Well, you know, Daniel, a tribute started in December 31st in 2006. Josh and I had the privilege of traveling with a family group out of Carthage, Tennessee by the Wilburns. Everybody remembers the Wilburns. And then were wonderful days. Well, when they decided to retire and come off the road, they passed the mantle over to Josh and I. And at that time, we were with a record company out of Nashville, Tennessee that was just starting up called BSA World Records. And we walked in because it happened so suddenly, and we walked into their office that day and says, okay, we got to have a name. And the owner of the record company looked at it and says, well, why don't you just call it Tribute? You love the old songs, you love the old groups, but yet you're pressing forward with your own sound, and I said, I like it. Yeah. And so we talked about it and threw it out at some entities in the industry and see what they thought. And Jerry Goff called just the next morning, and he says, I love that name, but are you sure no one has that? That's too good of a name. Somebody has to have that song, that name registered. And we were very blessed they didn't, and that's how we become Tribute.
Wow. So did you get questions? Okay, so what are you? Who are you, a knockoff group? Are you trying to sound like somebody? Did you get those questions?
Well, so far we haven't, okay. But we put it in. Yeah, just you, Daniel.
Sorry.
But we put it in our bios about preserving the heritage and promoting the future. So that sort of has detoured some of them questions.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Anthony, as you hear that and you hear about, you know, the tribute and, of course, the legacy of so many, so who are some of your favorites? I mean, who do you feed off of every night in the back of your mind when you're doing, I'm sure, what you love to do and sing? What groups come to your mind like, wow, I'm following in their footsteps?
Well, I, as a lot of folks know, I grew up Church of Christ, so I didn't have the influence of Southern gospel music the way a lot of other artists do that are singing now.
Did you have the influence of music at all?
I did. Well, it's growing up Church of Christ, but there was no musical instrumentation in church, so you know it was just the four voices, four parts, and so, and more particularly in my church, if you didn't know how to sing, they'd kick you out most likely, I would imagine. So we had singing was an influence over my life for a long time. Somewhere in my high school days, maybe my sophomore junior year, I don't know how, I don't know from where, but somebody handed me a Gold City CD when it was Jay and Mark and Jonathan and Tim. And I fell in love with the music. And from there, with the four voices, you know, just the four-part harmony being my foundation for music, I went back, and instead of doing what most people would have and come up to date, I went backwards and started back with the Statesman and the Blackwood and J.D. Summer and the Stamps and all that sort of thing, where a lot of that vocal harmony was just the four voices and the piano.
Right.
And so really that's has been my love. And then these guys, where there's a mix, a balance of that old kind of singing with the new tracks like Good News from Jerusalem and all those kinds of songs. It's just a good mix of all the things that I love and the direction that we're headed, which I love also.
See, I didn't know this story, but tonight at this particular backstage thing we're doing here, I just happened to notice at the end of the concert that Anthony was singing right up there next to Tim Riley. Did anybody else notice that?
I did.
What's going through his head?
Yeah. If you've ever... I probably could have just sat there cross-eyed and drooling, really, because he absolutely is. I love that man to death. I love his voice.
Well, he hung the moon for bass singers, didn't he?
He is the absolute standard that's around today for most bass singers, and certainly no different for me. He can step out there and sing a solo and still sing his way into your heart, and then when it comes to just shelling out low notes, he's the master.
That's the voice of Anthony Davis. Tribute Quartet's here, and you're listening to Daniel Pritt and Friends.
I've walked through many valleys just to reach the mountaintop. I've wandered through the desert when the sun was burning hot. But though I may grow weary as I journey day by day, Jesus walks beside me all the way. It always gets dark, it's just before daylight. Though Satan fights his hardest in the middle of the night, the dawning of a brand new day is drawing near. Thank God the sun will soon appear. We can look and see the storm clouds gathered all around. Sometimes it seems the enemy is about to bring you down. But when the Lord is on your side, you'll never have to fear.
You know the sun.
You know the sun will soon appear. It always gets darkest just before daylight. Though Satan fights his hardest in the middle of the night, the dawning of a brand new day is drawing near. Thank God the sun will soon appear. Thank God the sun will soon appear.
Well,
it always gets the darkest just before daylight. Though Satan fights hardest in the middle of the night, the dawning of a brand new day is drawing near. Thank God the sun will soon appear. The dawning of a brand new day is drawing near. Thank God the sun will soon appear.
Thank God the sun
will soon appear.
I'd wandered far away from what I used to be, misguided by the path this world had laid for me, down a dark, lonely ashamed and so all alone, with nothing at all to give, no one to call a friend. I could almost hear his heart break again, but he loved me anyway, though I had gone astray. Sin, what I had been, and changed my life today. Though I had let him down, he still reached out and took away the shame. I'm so glad my Father came and loved me before the dawn of time. He saw what I would be, the garden, the fruit, the life was just the beginning. But I was not hopeless there, stranded in my despair. Grace made a way for me when he faced Calvary while I was astray. He looked past the sin, what I had been. Changed my life today. Though I had let him down, he still reached out and took away the shame. I'm so glad my Father came and loved me anyway. He loved
Quartet. You're listening to Daniel, Britt, and Friends. Sitting today with the entire group. That's Gary, Riley, Josh, and Anthony.
And then the boat from Ireland came, and we have Josh Singleton.
Apparently it did, somewhere along the way. Had to have. I'm told by a lot of people.
Now, what state are you from?
I am actually from the great state of Florida.
Really?
North Florida. And what's funny about that is we go all over the place and say, oh, you're from Florida. Yeah. What part? We're from Fort Myers. Now go, no, North Florida. Yeah. They'll go, oh, the Panhandle. No. No. The only part of Florida that you don't know about, which is practically southern Georgia.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, that's where I'm from. Never been to Ireland, never been to England. Yeah. Never. I don't get it.
Are you sure you're not
I'm
from
pretty
there?
Sure.
But your hair.
My hair has to be, because that's the dead giveaway for everyone. The red hair. The pasty
Irish
skin, red hair. Yeah.
Irish accent, though.
Yeah, no. No.
Sounds a lot like Florida.
North Florida. Sounds a lot like North Florida, apparently.
Yeah. Okay. Did you get harassed when you were with the Wilburns, or did it start here?
It started with the day I was born.
Okay.
The harassing has always been the gingers get it quite often, and apparently what I learned the other day is gingers are the only ones allowed to say ginger, so I can say that now.
Daniel, let me say this. I want to add this. The way the fans see him on stage, it's 24/7. That's just not first stage.
Yeah.
And we've heard the old saying, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. His daddy's the same way, so he got it honestly.
Well, you're a pretty serious guy. You're a serious musician, and this is interesting, I think, because a lot of times you bring a quartet in for a concert or interview, an appearance, whatever, and you have to set five seats out because there's four guys and usually a piano player, if not a full band. But you guys have two in one. That helps with the payroll, doesn't it, Gary?
Absolutely. What a blessing.
Yeah, so I always joke and say we were too cheap to hire a fifth person, so decided to go ahead and sing.
Now, you play piano, you sing, any other hidden talents?
I can make my finger disappear underneath a hanky.
Oh, good.
I can eat quite a bit. I can tie a bow tie.
Yeah.
No clip on. No clip on. Yeah.
Can you tie the bow tie with a necktie?
Yes. And let me say, if I get one more post on my Facebook page saying, Josh, have you seen this? I'm going to scream.
And then watch.
Again. Just to be sure I get it.
Josh Singletary, and you're listening to Daniel, Britt, and Friends. Tribute Quartet's here, enjoying the music and the conversation. More to come after this.
Angels are encamping all around me. They've been here since the day of my new birth.
And though they long for home, they'll not leave me alone till I hear heaven's throne call me from this earth.
Sail away on a
wings of a homesick angel, going all the way in the twinkling of an eye. I'll spend one moment here and the next at the master's table, 'cause I'm gonna leave all the wings of a homesick angel. I can rest upon God's blessed promise. I'll never feel the chilling sting of death.
When my time has arrived to go beyond the skies, I'll see that welcome sight as I draw my final breath.
I'm gonna sail away on the wings of a homesick angel, going all the way in the twinkling of an eye. I'll spend one moment here and the next at the master's table, 'cause I'm gonna leave on the wings of a homesick angel.
I'm gonna sail away
on the wings of a homesick angel.
I'll spend one moment here,
the next at the master's table.
I'm gonna leave on the wings of a homesick angel.
Oh,
I'm gonna sail away on the wings of a homesick angel, going all the way in the twinkling of an eye. I'll spend one moment here and the next at the master's table, 'cause I'm gonna leave on the wings of a homesick angel.
I'm gonna sail away
on the wings of a homesick angel, going all the way in a twinkling of an eye.
I'll spend one moment here
and the next at the master's table, 'cause I'm gonna leave on the wings of a homesick angel.
I'll spend one moment here and the next at the master's table,
'cause I'm gonna leave on the wings, on the wings of a homesick angel.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends today with Tribute Quartet.
Thank the Lord for what He's done for me. He came along in time to set this sinner free. I'll praise Him with an anthem that I'll sing eternally. I want to thank the Lord for what He's done for me. I want to thank the Lord for what He's done for me. He came along in time to set this sinner free. I'll praise Him with an anthem that I'll sing eternally. I wanna thank the Lord for what He's done for me.
I could stand and testify about the olden days when I was lost in sin and didn't have a clue. Well, I can tell you how it was to be alone and wondering, 'cause I didn't have a friend to see me through. But that old song don't really fill my cup until I praise His name and lift it up.
Thank the Lord for what He's done for me. He came along in time to set this sinner free. I'll praise Him with an anthem that I'll sing eternally. I wanna thank the Lord for what He's done for me.
Someday there will come a time this body fails, and I know I'm about to answer heaven's boarding call. Seems so dear to me, and many precious memories I know that I'll reflect upon them all.
But just before I wave goodbye to you, there's still one more thing I wanna do.
I wanna thank
the Lord for what He's done for me. He came along in time to set this sinner free. I'll praise Him with an anthem that I'll sing eternally. Thank the Lord for what He's done for me. I want to thank the Lord for what He's done for me. He came along in time to set this sinner free.
I'll praise him with an anthem that I'll sing eternally. I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for what he's done for me.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Tribute Quartet featuring Gary Casto, Riley Harrison Clark, Anthony Davis, and Josh Singletary.
So, Riley, how long have you been with the group? I mean, because Gary and Josh, you guys just came out of the Wilburn days and started this, and then Anthony and Riley joined forces, right?
Yeah, in June it will actually be 4 years that I've been with them, right out of high school. I say shortly out of high school. I was 18 when I joined them, turned 19 a month after. Yeah. I'm 22 now, I'll be 23 in July, so about 4 years. 4 years that I've been with them.
Wow, so out of diapers, already married. Joshua's married. Are you getting nervous, Gary?
Well, it used to be I'd take applications for myself. Right. Now I take financial records. But yes, to answer your question, yes. Yeah. Yes, it is starting to get contagious. Let me add this about Riley and Anthony. Very blessed to have new talent come in. As you've already heard Anthony's story, Riley, he grew up in a church that was praise and worship music. Yeah. He knew nothing about Southern gospel music. The hymns of the church was not sung in, at his church. Matter of fact, just about a year and a half ago, he learned all four verses of Amazing Grace. So,
three verses.
Oh, he's up to three verses.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny, Daniel. Somebody says, how do you find great talent? We are very blessed. The Lord has sent the right guys. But honestly, when I hired both Riley and Anthony, I never rehearsed with them before the first concert. I gave them 33 songs each and says, learn them, and when you walk on the stage, that's when you we'll work together. Wow. And you know what? God has blessed it and been fun ever since.
Do you recommend that?
Well, you know what? From me, yes. The other group managers say, you're crazy for doing that. But that is the honest truth. I gave them each 33 songs when they come on board. And the first night was when I heard them as the quartet.
Yeah.
Wow. It's only faith if you take it for a walk, you know.
That's true.
And we took it and ran with it.
Oh, we're still running with it.
Still got a death grip on it.
Yeah.
Riley, Josh, Anthony, and Gary, it's Tribute Quartet. And we're paying tribute to Tribute today on Daniel Britt and Friends.
There are people all around us who are lost. We must reach them with the message of the cross. There cannot be too great a sacrifice. Let us heed the call from Calvary and proclaim the risen Christ. For the now and the days are few to go to all the world and share the gospel truth. No room for compromise. Standing our ground, we will obey the call. The time. An urgent need to spread the word. It can't be long until the Lord's return. We must declare there's hope beyond the grave, that his mercy brings forgiveness and his precious blood still saves. No room for compromise.
This is Daniel Britt and Friends.
I can do it all with just a little faith. Make a giant fall with a little stone in place. Move a mountain tall with the promise he has made. My God can do a lot with just a little.
They laughed and mocked as little David walked toward the battlefield that day. Goliath said, "You'll soon be dead, don't waste your time to pray." He was a puny thing, but just a stone and sling. But this boy served a great big God. When the giant fell, little David yelled, "It's just another battle won."
God can do it all with just a little faith. Make a giant fall with a little stone in place. Move a mountain tall with the promise he has made. My God can do a lot with just a little.
Some fish and bread who came to hear the Lord one day. 5,000 there, people everywhere, all hungry and dismayed. This child of faith offered up his plate and said, "Take it though, it's not much." Jesus blessed the bread, everyone was fed with just one little boy's lunch.
God can do it all with just a little faith. Make a giant fall with a little stone in place. Move a mountain top. He's made. My God can do a lot with just a little.
Now you may see yourself compared to someone else and think your gift is way too small. You're wishing there was more for you to hand the Lord. It doesn't seem like much at all. Just go on back to little David and the boy with the bread and the fish. With a little faith, another way was made. There's no better plan than this.
God can do it all. Just a little faith. Make a giant fall with a little stone in place. Move a mountain tall with the promise he has made. My God can do a lot with just a little.
God can do it all with just a little faith. Make a giant fall with a little stone in place. Move a mountain.
My God can do a lot with just a little. My God can do a lot. My God can do a lot. My God can do a lot with just a little.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, hearing some great music and conversation from Tribute Quartet. Hey, by the way, you can learn more about them online. Their website is simply their name. It's tributequartet.com. Anthony, Gary, Riley, and Josh.
I know there are a lot of groups out there that have these surprise, and one of my favorite words in gospel music is sugar stick, okay? So the song that people love and they want to hear, and you cannot go a concert without singing, and you become known for that song, and maybe you didn't intend to be. It wasn't in the plan. For like Triumphant Quartet, for example, they would have never in a million years, as they've told me, guessed that the Old White Flag would have been their song, because it's just so different from what they normally do. Is there a song like that for you guys? Have you been surprised by any of your songs?
Well, probably our first number one song, which was Good News from Jerusalem. I've had the privilege of standing on the stage for 30 years this year, yeah, and never really truly had what you call your signature song.
Right.
And this has truly become tribute signature song, Good News from Jerusalem. No matter where you go, people want to hear it. If you had one song, Daniel, that you say you was at the largest church in the world and they say you can only sing one song, this would be the song. Karen Peck told me not too long ago, she says, Good News from Jerusalem is your 4 days late.
Wow.
You wait all your career for that song, and she says, remember, you'll sing it the rest of your career.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I was confused by that one at first because the Irish guys being the mouthpiece of Israel here. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah. So to all who are going to ask next time you come and see us, yes, we will sing Good News from Jerusalem. Right. We have to from now until Jesus comes back.
Have you ever not been able to get away from repeating it of at least more times than normal?
The encore,
people won't stop. They just, it becomes a shouting time syndrome.
There have been a couple times that the pastor will, or the promoter,
sing it again.
Stand up sing it again.
Yeah.
We'll sing it again.
We've done the whole song over again.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, yes.
With encore.
Well, the money question: Have you been to Jerusalem? Have you been over and been able to sing it in the Holy Land?
We have not.
Wow.
We have not.
And, okay, bucket list, right?
That's our bucket list. I guarantee it. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's the voice of Gary Casto, Tribute Quartet, and you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Jesus was a man who was not like any other. He preached about judgment and a kingdom soon to come. Oh, the people had never heard words like these. He stirred up the scribes and the Pharisees. So they began to plot against God's one and only Son. They led him before the courts and the halls of Pilate. In a trial they mocked and condemned this righteous man. Pilate listened to the crowd and he knew they lied. But when he heard the people cry, crucify, he tried but he couldn't wash the blood from his guilty hands. Jesus died on a lonely hill they called Mount Calvary. They laid him in a tomb and a stone sealed him inside. But 3 days later, when the women came, shocked and excited, when they reached his grave, they ran back to town and everybody heard him cry.
Good news from Jerusalem. Cross on a hill where a debt was paid, an empty tomb where his body lay, a small upper room where they saw he was glorified. Good news from Jerusalem, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive. Good news from Jerusalem, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive.
Years have passed since he ascended. Oh, wars rage on in a world so lost in sin.
Troubles and trials on every hand. The peace is coming to the promised land. When the king comes back, we'll shout it again and again. Good news from Jerusalem. A sign in the sky every eye can see. Never last for eternity. A throne for a king who had long been prophesied. Good news from Jerusalem. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive. Good news, good news, he's alive. A sign in the sky every eye can see. A crown never lasts for eternity. A throne for a king who had long been prophesied.
Probably the best known song by Tribute Quartet, Good News from Jerusalem. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Today, featuring part one of our series with Tribute Quartet.
As we travel through the desert, storms beset us by the way, but beyond the River Jordan lies a field of endless day.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Tribute Quartet, and these guys are a lot of fun to hang out with, but when you really get down to the hope and encouragement of the gospel, you guys are serious about that. I know I've been on some trips with you guys, I've been on a lot of different venues with you, and you do have fun. People love interacting with you, but at the end of the day, when you climb back on the bus and you untie the bow tie, Josh, you know, you start thinking probably about the stories of people who say, you know what, it's that song, or it was that moment, and I needed that. You guys have one or two you could share?
Let's see.
You know, I have a story, and this was back when we did the song, we did a hit replay series. And we did a song, speaking of Karen Peck, it was one of her songs, God Likes to Work When Nothing Else Will. And I remember a girl coming to, this has been some time ago, and she says, I've been struggling. Yeah. And she says, there's times that she says, I just wanted to take my life. And she says, my mom had your CD, and I borrowed her car, and I got in the car and was driving. And she says, when I was contemplating of taking my life or just quitting on life, she says, God likes to work when nothing else will, came on. Them's the type of stories you like to hear, the testimonies, because you know what, Daniel, we feel honored and blessed that God would entrust us with his word through song.
We had a guest in the studio not long ago, and he was talking about the good news of Easter and the resurrection and the central part of our faith, and it didn't even click with him. I don't know if he even knew about the song, but he got to this point, and he was saying, hey, breaking news from Jerusalem, guess what? And I thought, hey, here's the song, and we went into that. And that's a moment, too, where it really connects the dots. And when you think about Easter, and we just came out of Easter at the time of this taping, I mean, this is our song all year round. But especially when you really spend time thinking about the cross, the resurrection, the days leading up to that, it's incredible.
Sums it up. Yeah. It's the story of Christ from the beginning to the end. Good news from Jerusalem.
There are those who doubt it. Can it be so? That a man would die just to save a soul. Those skeptics all around despise the cross, it seems. I've been to Calvary and through the blood redeemed, I will serve him. In a world that is dying, I will cling to the cross of Calvary. I will boldly proclaim that the blood redeems. In a world filled with wrong, through me the cross lives on. There are souls lost and dying, living in pain, unaware of a Savior who takes all sin and shame. Oh, who will go and tell them about the cross and the empty grave? It would be worth every trouble if just one soul was saved. And I will serve him. In a world that is dying, I will cling to the cross of Calvary. I will boldly proclaim that the blood redeems. In a world filled with wrong, though I was present when they drove the nails, but I felt the power of the cleansing blood that fell. I will serve him. In a world that is dying, I will cling to the cross of Calvary.
Like the Daniel Britt and Friends page on Facebook, tweet at Britt and Friends on Twitter, or simply visit the full site at danielbritt.com.
Near the end of Revelation, it's recorded in God's Word, John's holy vision of New Jerusalem. He reported things seen and heard, the multitude of heaven's splendor with a mighty resounding song proclaimed the truth of all the ages. With one great chorus they sang along the song of
and power, of sweet salvation and victories won, and God Almighty alone who reigned was worshipped high upon his throne. Someday I'll claim my place in glory. Among the saints I will stand and sing the highest honor I'll have in heaven.
Tribute Quartet. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Learn more about the group at tributequartet.com. And of course, you can connect to all different sorts of avenues of social media that way as well. Tributequartet.com.
Okay, it's not a secret that most gospel singers are night owls. You eat late, you stay up late, you finally retire, you go to bed, and you sleep to the crack of noon. Now, is there anybody, first of all, is there anybody in this group that's an early riser and then kind of breaks that mold? Riley?
Yes, I sure am. And as a matter of fact, I always have been. Really, I just can't. I can't sleep very well in the evenings anyway, but I would always wake up early. When I joined the group, I didn't know how it went. I didn't know anything about this whole stay up till 4 o'clock. I didn't know. Not even the first three words. Only the title. I joined the group, and my first week out, we went to the New England States. I'd never been there. Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'd never been there. We get back on the bus and go to sleep. And I go to bed early, too. I mean, honestly, I have to leave generally intermission of every concert and go to bed because that's my bedtime. Yeah. Yeah, it's changing now that I have a 13-week-old little boy. But
it'll never be the same.
Yeah, and that's the truth. So anyway, first day I'm on the bus. I go to sleep after my bedtime, obviously, but I still wake up around 7:00, 7:30. I'll stick my head out of the curtain, and there is no sound. Nobody's moving.
Yeah.
The bus isn't even moving. We're parked somewhere, and I didn't know where we were parked. So I get up, I get out of my bunk, and I sit in the front of the bus for at least an hour. And I think to myself, nobody's still moving.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back to bed. So I go back to bed, and I lay in bed for, you know, 5 more hours until at least one person comes and gets out of bed. You know, at 3:00 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still that way. 4 years later,
So what is your morning routine, your ideal morning routine? Maybe when you're off the road, what does your morning look like?
Well, even when I'm home, and even if I do sleep good and I go to bed early, I'll still wake up about 8:30. So I'll get up, and now it's get up and take care of, you know, diapers and everything that comes along with that. And then I'll just go and sit. If we're on the bus, I'd get up and I'll go and sit in the front lounge. Don't turn the TV on. I like to think. I think a lot, and I ponder a lot of things, and I like to just be quiet.
Is this true?
It is. It's very much true. Absolutely.
Just have to check every now and then, make sure it's as
good. Yeah. Duh, and I thank you for the accountability, for sure.
It's a journalistic thing.
We think it's true anyway, because the rest of us are still asleep.
We're still asleep.
Yeah.
He loves to ponder and think for a long time, and then until Anthony gets up, and when I get up and walk up to the front of the bus, they've got something on TV that they're shooting, all these things. I don't know what it is. But then I realize Anthony has to be up because they're shooting.
Yeah. And I will say, nobody really gets up past 10:30. I mean, 10:30, 11 is about the latest I'd say everyone gets up.
Well, that's the truth.
That's
the
time.
Yeah, true.
You do.
I do.
You do get up if we need you. Otherwise, it'd be 6 o'clock the next night.
10:30.
Well, and the reason I ask this is because I don't know about you guys, but, you know, technology and information is really on overload. Or at least our access to it, or the way we get it. I mean, I heard somebody say, well, we're not really on information overload, because if that were the case, you'd walk into a library and explode, because it's just, that's information overload. But it's just the way stuff's coming to us, and you get this, right, Gary?
Absolutely.
So the reason I ask about mornings really kind of comes down to, how do you manage your time? Have you found a secret? Because we're all looking for the secret answer. How do you handle email and text and prioritizing family and road life and making sure the business gets done, the bus gets washed when you're home? And
well, you know, with me being one of the single ones of the group, I live this 24/7. I always have, and most likely always will. So when I get up and get started for my day, have me a good old pot of coffee. Most people have a cup. I like a pot. And that's how they know I'm up on the bus. They start smelling the coffee. But you know what, Daniel? It's just, for me, it's just hit the road running. And a lot of times I'm still sitting at my desk at 12:30 and 1 o'clock in the morning doing what I need to do.
Right,
I think it also, I mean, it comes down to, and I've experienced this recently, I mean, social media is, as you know, so important to what we do, understandably. And a lot of concerts may not be as attended as if we didn't use our social media.
Sure.
But at the same time, we're still, and we've experienced this, each of us, and again, me recently, it simply comes down to what we're doing. Yes, we have a business. Yes, we do this full time. Yes, we've got to be able to support ourselves and support our families. But it comes down to the simple fact of, Dana, we've got a message. And if we can't, because we are so involved in everything that we're doing, get to the place of feeding ourselves and being fed mm-hmm. somehow outside of social media or anything else that's mm-hmm. going on, yes. then we're not able to do mm-hmm. what we essentially are out on this road to do. And anybody will tell you, social media will knock it out of the park all the time. But even, I mean, myself personally, not a week and a half ago, I woke up one morning, I said, you know what, I need to feed myself. I need to just let go of it for a short period of time yeah. and get myself to where, again, I can walk up on a stage every night that we do, and we can present exactly what we need to and not be distracted by everything that we're so involved in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is essential. At the same time, it simply comes down to the reason that we do all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never start my day out without having my devotional. You
yeah.
know, that it just sort of kickstarts. And a devotional that we're using now,
Jesus Calling.
Oh,
yeah,
that
good.
My goodness, it's yeah. changed my life. It's changed my life.
Well, and you know, that sounds so religious to say, I start my day with Jesus and the devotional, because so many people say, oh, I wish I was that kind of person. But really, I think once you discover that, and you can develop the discipline, or it doesn't have to be in the morning, it could be at night, but you know, it's really hard to turn back from that because you find that's your source of strength.
Yes, sir, it is. And I'll tell you what it does. It makes your day go a lot better, smoother, easier, and it just starts it off right.
Yeah, when you need that with this group.
Yes, sir. That's the reason I have my own room in the back.
Yeah. Well, we've run out of time for today's program. We're going to put a bookmark here. We'll come back, pick up, and resume with part two of Tribute Quartet as we sit around with Gary Casto, Josh Singletary, Anthony Davis, and Riley Harrison Clark. You're going to love it. Part two next time. See you back here.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, each week Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.